Thank you, Mr. Chair. Querido amigo, ante todo, permítame felicitar.
At the outset, dear friend, I would like to congratulate you on your election. As you know, you have the full support of our delegation.
Chair, the delegation of the Holy See has been in a listening mode during this first session. As a matter of fact, we did not intend to take the floor, but we have been encouraged to share some general remarks by the richness of the discussion. In particular, we find it useful for the OEWG to address the already existing international treaties, as this provides an indication of what is still lacking at the level of governance to reduce threats. Mr. Chair, the first astronauts who looked out of the porthole at the blue dot that is our beautiful planet, our common home, must have felt an overwhelming emotion of unity and a sense of belonging to the one human family. Indeed, all of humanity shares a common living space, along with the wonders and vulnerabilities that go along with this inescapable fact. The harmony of celestial bodies and their relationship with the Earth conditions several of our daily activities and hence the importance of cooperation and fair regulation of outer space activities. Indeed, it is not by chance that this is the objective of the lofty ambition enshrined in Article 1 of the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which affirms that the exploration and use of outer space shall be the province of all mankind. It is interesting that during the discussion this week, we've heard some delegation and panelists drawing a parallel between the outer space and the digital realm. Our delegation wishes to reaffirm that a global commons approach to the digital realm makes eminent sense in order to prevent lawlessness and promote the common good, just as it does in outer space. In the outer space, just in the cyberspace, we also have common responsibilities. There are fundamental limits that must be observed in the interests of all members of the human family. Mr. Chair, our interaction will prove to be beneficial in the measure that we can agree on shared norms to guide us. In this regard, the Holy See intends to present a position paper during the next sessions of this OEWG. For now, we deem it useful to propose some general ethical guidelines that we consider important. First, the outer space is a common good, in Latin, res nullius. It would be in the interest of all not to reproduce in the outer space the mistakes that were committed on Earth, such as pollution and reckless exploitation of resources. The most advanced states or private actors have no right to impose their supremacy in the outer space or to appropriate resources for individual, economic, or military interests. Once again, the outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, are the common heritage of all states. Second, the outer space has to be preserved as a domain where peace has to be maintained and where relations among states should be guided by cooperation for scientific purposes, and not for confrontation. In this regard, the promotion of joint scientific projects would be a good way to turn threats into opportunities, guided by the principle of human fraternity. Third and last, in this regard, one of the threats is that the outer space is becoming increasingly polluted by debris coming from the destruction of satellites. It is important to note here that the astronomical research, the science, can be severely hampered by the presence of all this debris, which unfortunately is already the case, as well as by the consequences of a militarization of the outer space, as well as the activities from Earth. Mr. Chair, these are just a few points on which we intend to elaborate during the next sessions. At a time of heightened international tensions, building trust becomes increasingly important. We have the opportunity and wisdom to preserve a place where arms race is prevented. Let us be guided by the interests of the common good and by the principle of human fraternity in the conduct of all our activity in outer space and on Earth, with due regard for the corresponding interests of all states. Enfin, laissez-moi saisir cette occasion.
Finally, I wish to take this opportunity on behalf of the delegation of the Holy See. I thank the ambassador of France for his work and his contribution to multilateralism over the course of this year. Thank you very much.